Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. The answer to the question is no.
What was the question?
Should you only be focused on rate of return and return?
I was listening to the commercial. I wasn't paying attention to you.
Yeah, the answer is no. I had a really interesting experience this past week, and this is not unique, but it was virtually every meeting that I had with people. The questions that and the conversations were around the complexity, what I call the complexity of retirement. And the complexity of retirement is the experience, the family dynamic, the gifting to the kids, supporting the kids, nothing. Didn't have one conversation about rate of return, which was really interesting. And I had one person who listens to us and said, listen, I want an opinion from you guys, and had a conversation, and he said, well, what makes you different? And I've told you about this one, right? I took the list of questions and I slid him that he sent to me. I slid him back to him and I said, well, you've got a list of questions here. I assume that you have these questions because they haven't been answered, right? I noticed none of these questions are about portfolio or rate of return or a bond or a stock, right? That's what makes a difference. His fears in retirement didn't have anything to do with his portfolio's performance. It had to do with the complexity of retirement. And this is what people, I think, fail to truly understand. As you transition, everything's about to change, right? And the most important question, I'm not saying portfolio management's not important. Don't get me wrong. But I am saying that the true complexity comes from a much broader range of questions that people have as they move in.
So it's very similar experiences I had this week with many of our listeners who've reached out and wanted to know more about what we do or wanted a second opinion. And one person's put it out this way to me. Faisal, all my life, all I've ever done is when I walk into a restaurant, I ask them, do you sell fries? And they say yes, and I walk in. And then I realize the place is dirty. I don't like the service. I don't like what's happening. It wasn't what I wanted, even though the only thing I was focusing on was French fries.
Right.
Well, that was an aha moment for me. When everybody is just focusing on rate of return. And I'm not saying performance is not important.
Right.
What I'm saying is that's the only thing you focus on. Sometimes you might end up going into a bad place.
Right.
A place where you don't get what you need from a full gamut of services.
Right.
From a full understanding of what the concerns are going to be. We had Jocelyn on the show today. Mm-hmm. And she did mention something about when you're faced with the issue of or the disease of cancer, mm-hmm. there are two parties that are involved in this when it gets diagnosed later on than it could have been. One is they blame the medical professional. And I asked the question, what could the doctors done different? Mm-hmm. And she said there should be some more care.
Yeah, there were some red flags that they could have picked up on, right?
And she also took some ownership as well as what she could have done about her own body and how she could have been a bit more in tune on what was happening that was changing that. She may not have thought it was linked to it, but everything is connected.
Yes.
And if you've watched enough episodes of House, from a medical perspective, everything is relevant to the problem that you have in front of you.
Right.
And if you're only going after rates of return, which money manager, which portfolio, which ETF, which mutual fund, which index is going to give me the best rate of return?
Yeah.
It's like you're going into a restaurant and only asking if they sell fries, right. Or you're just going to get something removed from the doctor and you don't provide know all the information that's going
to
happen.
What else is it connected to? What is going to be impacted by this, right?
And these are the issues that we continually raise. There are a lot of good money managers in this world.
Yep.
There's a lot of them. The question is, when you're going through the transition to retirement, or you're already retired, you need a specialist who's going to understand and know and have wisdom, experience, longevity, of actually identifying problems that are going to happen before it happens. It's like analyzing and saying, let's test for cancer before versus we'll wait till we find out it is cancer and then we'll go from there.
Right. You know, we had one of our team members, Leanna, had a terrific compliment in the last week. An email came in and it, just summarizing it, effectively said, you know, thank you very much. It is clear you know us. And that was really impactful, both to her and I think to the team, because what it was speaking to is some of the complexity of the stuff they were dealing with, right? It wasn't about rate of return. Again, let's be clear. We're not saying it's not important, but it was what the purpose of the wealth is that they had generated. Okay. The strategies connected to that purpose. And that to me is what sets a retirement specialist apart, what we do, because I think that's a key focus versus pure money management.
Yeah.
Right. And that's okay when you're 30 and 40. It's just money management. It's just about growth. It is not acceptable. And it was made evident again. I wish I could just share these experiences. These five or six experiences I had over the last 5 or 7 days
yep.
would help people understand. These are the real questions.
I had a call from one of our clients. I picked up the phone. Hey, it's we'll name him Richard for an example. I go, hey, Richard, let me guess. You need money for a car.
Mm.
How did you know? Like, we just thought about this over the weekend. I haven't talked to you. How did you know? I go, well, according to our conversations that we've had, 3 years ago, you had your home renovation. That means you're in, it's due.
Yeah.
He's like, what is my home renovation got to do with me buying a car? And I said, that just happens. I don't understand the why of Canadians buy a home within 3 to 5 years of a home renovation. But you're due. Whoa. And so how are we? Okay, I already know that too. We're going to take it out of this account. It's not going to have any tax implications on you. The portfolio is doing what it's doing, and you're going to be able to purchase the car.
Right.
The question is, should you do it in cash, or should you get that 0% financing? Because chances are you're looking at that too.
Right.
Huh, how did you know?
Right.
I know you.
Yeah.
And I know what the trend of what the behavior is as a specialist for people who are transitioning or living in retirement.
Well, that's the experience again, right? That what is the purpose of that money? The purpose of the money when if you think about it, you're connecting, you're upgrading a home, right? You're going through an upgrade or refresh cycle. It could be due to many things in your life, but correct. A car often follows that, right?
Yeah.
And it's part of that really enjoyable experience of doing those things. Yeah, that's cool.
It was a cool conversation. It's nice to catch them off guard thinking that I know what's going to happen specific to them, but we've been doing this for so long and we have so much research and data on our team about these types of things that we can always add value that will help minimize tax, help get them what they want, manage the portfolio properly, but also deal with all the other issues that are not part of a person's rate of return.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and it was, I'll leave you with sort of just one quick conversation, which was portfolio related, but not rate of return related. Same kind of a conversation. What is it you do differently? And just in our normal conversation, I said, well, you know, looking at your portfolio right now, what's the strategy? We had that conversation. I said, well, one of the things you're going to experience differently is we're going to pensionize your portfolio. Hmm. And then we talked, she said, well, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how a pension is structured to deliver that sustainable growth, sustainable income.
Yep.
And she said, okay, I now get it.
Yeah.
Right. And so you've got to, like that, like Jocelyn's health, you've got to match, you got to be at the right place at the right time. You've got to ask the right questions, and they're more complicated. It's not one question.
Yeah.
It's a series of questions. Right. And so just educate yourself about that.
Now, where's a spot that people can ask a whole bunch of questions about retirement, transitioning to it, as well as how to protect your income throughout your retirement? We're going to give you the opportunity after our presentation on Tuesday, October 29, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club. You do need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyray.com or connect with us on Facebook.
Well, thanks for joining Faisal and myself, Dave. On behalf of us and the entire team here, I want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. You're on QR Calgary. We'll talk to you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.